Most of the time, a door is considered a pretty mundane thing, right? You open it to get from A to B, and, well, that's pretty much it. But what if I told you some doors were never meant to be opened? From a forbidden hotel room staff refused to talk about, to a secret chamber hidden deep within the Great Sphinx, it's time to take a look at some of the most mysterious doors that can never be opened.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Over in the sprawling Indian city of Thiruvananthapuram looms a magnificent yet impending sight, the colossal Sri Padman Arbaswamy Temple. With a grand entrance tower over 100 feet tall and the complex beyond spread over 7 acres of land, it's renowned as the richest temple in the whole world. Yet, that's not all it's known for. The splendor of the ancient 8th century temple hides a strange and deadly mystery, the mystery of Vault B. See, there are 6 grand vaults deep within Sri Padmanabhaswamy Temple, labeled A to F. Until 2011, nobody had been inside them for centuries. But that year, the Supreme Court of India directed the archaeology and fire departments to finally crack open the secret sealed chambers and take inventory of whatever was within. In 5 of the 6 chambers, unimaginable riches were found. There was a 3.5-foot solid gold idol, an 18-foot-long chain also made of pure gold, a golden throne, and an 1,800-pound hoard of gold coins dating back to 200 BC, each one worth over $340,000 alone. Wow. But despite all this illustrious wealth, one vault has remained shut tight since at least the 1880s. You guessed it, Vault B. Unlike the other vaults, the design on the doors of Vault B features a number of large serpents on it, indicating danger to anyone who dares open it. In heed of this, a special astrologic ritual was held called an Ashtamangala Prasnam. Held in high esteem in the area, the ritual was conducted over 4 days in August 2011 to find out if Vault B was safe to enter. The conclusion? Hell no. It was declared a forbidden zone and people were warned never to open it, lest they befall a terrible fate. Now, here's where things get a little muddy. According to some people, the warning was ignored and many attempts were made anyway, all futile. However, other reports that the Temple Management Committee did take note of the warning and chose to back off. Either way, one thing's for sure, the doors remained firmly locked. Since then, Vault B has been the subject of all kinds of spooky myths, supernatural and otherwise. Some believe a horde of venomous snakes lurks behind its doors, others that vampires guard the dark secrets that lie within. And even so, over the years, there have been several pushes to open the vault and find out what potential riches are inside. The 2 highest spiritual dignitaries of the temple, however, are strongly against this and have pushed back harder. Because of this, Vault B remains securely sealed to this day, and we can only speculate on what may or may not be lurking within. What do you reckon? Should the doors be opened and their secrets revealed once and for all, or is it far too risky? Canada! The seemingly endless forests, mountains, and plains of the vast North American country are a breeding ground for mysterious tales and cryptid sightings. But while you've probably heard of Bigfoot, I doubt you've heard of Room 873 in the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. Indeed, even if you were to visit the secluded hotel, you'd have no idea it exists. That's because, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't. Or at least, not anymore. Bear with me. Every floor of the hotel that hosts guests' bedrooms has a room number ending in 73, aside from the 8th. Instead, there's a suspiciously empty space in the wall where the door should be. And according to legend, this is no architectural error. Apparently, decades ago, a grisly crime took place in the original room when a father went crazy and turned on his entire family. Eventually, the room was refurbished and guests were allowed to stay in it again, but those who did were plagued by strange visions and horrifying noises. Anyone else getting strong The Shining vibes from all this? Supposedly, bloody handprints would appear on the mirrors in the room, lights would randomly turn on and off, and disturbing screams could be heard from outside the door, as if someone was out there in pain. Only whenever staff came to check it out, there'd be no sign of anything abnormal. Eventually, it got too much and the hotel decided to cover up the whole affair. The door was removed, the opening covered with drywall, and the space the door once resided painted over. Since then, hotel employees are forbidden to speak of room 873, and if questioned on it, can only relay a specific scripted response. Or at least, that's how the story goes. So how much of this macabre legend is true? Well, there was definitely a room 873 at some point, and it has since been blocked off to guests. What's more, if you ask staff about said room, they do regurgitate a well-trained response about the story being a hoax. That being said, these correlations don't make the ghost story true. Due to the persistent legend, staff are asked about 873 a lot, so it makes sense to have a scripted response. According to them, the room was simply combined with the room adjacent to it during a renovation and its original door covered up, something a floor plan of the hotel confirms. What's more, one visitor claimed to stay in the renovated double room and even filmed it. Does that mean the story of room 873 is truly a hoax, though? Or is that just what the staff say to avoid a bad rep? I'll leave that up to you to decide. You certainly won't catch me going anywhere near there, though. If you've ever seen Indiana Jones, you'll be familiar with the titular adventurer's escapades to raid dangerous booby-trapped tombs in search of treasure. But that stuff doesn't exist in real life, right? Wrong. In China's picturesque Shaanxi province stands a seemingly innocuous stone monument. Innocuous, however, it is not. This is the mausoleum of Qin Shi Huang, first emperor of the Qin dynasty, which endured from 221 BC to 206 BC. And Qin meant business. Excavations of the surrounding area from 1974 to 1976 revealed the emperor had been buried with an astounding 7,000 terracotta warriors, believed to protect him in the afterlife. His tomb itself, though, remains strangely untouched. That's because special archaeological techniques have revealed it's part of a sweeping underground palace between 60 to 165 feet down, and any significant excavation is likely to damage it. Not that that's the only reason they've not explored it properly. Indeed, the 2,200-year-old tomb is supposedly rigged with deadly booby traps poised to spring upon anybody who dares enter it. According to one ancient Chinese historian writing 100 years after the emperor's death, craftsmen were ordered to make crossbows and arrows primed to shoot at anyone who breaches the entrance. What's more, rivers of the incredibly poisonous element mercury are apparently set up within the tomb ready to burst forth if the door should ever be opened. Though at first dismissed as hyperbole, in 2020 scientists discovered unusually high levels of the element do surround the tomb. As such, there aren't many people racing to be the next Indiana Jones and explore it anytime soon. I'm also firmly off that list. There are two things I fear more than anything else: tight spaces and the threat of nuclear annihilation. So I guarantee I'd absolutely hate being anywhere near the Onkalo spent nuclear fuel repository in Finland. The ongoing project is basically a huge underground network of tunnels designed to safely store Finland's nuclear waste. The tunnels reach a dizzying depth of 1,710 feet, which is about the height of Chicago's Willis Tower, and will be able to hold 100 years' worth of nuclear waste in total. When the repository is full, the huge reinforced doors will be locked and sealed forever. Or at least they should be for the next 100,000 years, which is how long nuclear waste remains dangerous for. But this poses a problem. How do you ensure something as dangerous as a bunker filled with 6,000 tons of nuclear waste degrades safely for 100,000 years? It's something people at the Mount Terry Rock Laboratory in Switzerland have been trying to figure out for years. Deep underground, behind closed doors, they've been running delicate experiments with nuclear waste to understand the logistics of its disposal better. It is possible to store it safely, provided it's deep enough underground and kept in corrosion-proof containers. Onkalo uses copper and cast iron ones, which do the trick. But more perplexing is the issue of keeping it untouched by future generations. It's not as simple as marking the entrance with a skull. Just 600 years ago, the skull and crossbones represented rebirth and eternal life before it was adopted by pirates. And cultures like Mexico's don't associate skulls with danger today. Similarly, the warnings can't be in any language. The longest surviving language in the world is Tamil, which is 5,000 years old, a mere 20th of the time the bunker is intended to last for. Any modern symbology may even make distant civilizations more inclined to open the repository and seal their fate. So what do? Well, one idea is to cover the entire surface of the site in giant stone thorns. This could have the unintended consequence of turning the place into a future tourist attraction, though. An alternative is to simply seal and bury the entrance without any warning of the dangers within, hoping that nobody finds it. But this too seems inherently risky. Man, I don't know. What do you think the best way of tackling this problem is? Let me know your thoughts in the comments. There aren't many landmarks that are more recognizable than the Great Sphinx of Giza in Egypt. But as well known as it is, the 4,500-year-old monolith is still shrouded in an air of mystery. Specifically, a seismic survey undertaken in 1993 indicated the existence of several unexplored tunnels and cavities in the bedrock beneath the Sphinx, including a large chamber some 25 feet beneath the monument's front paws. The findings were published in a report made by a couple of independent Egyptologists, however, and were poo-pooed by Egypt's chief inspector of antiquities. It's true the same Egyptologists had also made the outlandish claim that the Sphinx is actually 12,000 years old, not 4,500. But before you write them off, there's more. According to a document written by 19th century Egyptologist Colonel Howard Weiss, French engineers excavating the Sphinx discovered a buried door before being forced to suspend their operations. Interesting. But if true, where does the door lead? A hoard of treasure? The underworld? Well, apparently somewhere the Egyptian government doesn't want people to know about. Theories range from a secret tunnel leading to the pyramids to an ancient library called the Hall of Records, created by ex-citizens of Atlantis after the city was destroyed. As you might have guessed, there's zero evidence for this belief, yet it's one that's persisted since the 1930s. We may never truly know where the enigmatic door beneath the Sphinx leads, and indeed if there even is one. That's why I'm content with just rewatching The Mummy for the 100th time. Oh, Brendan. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We talk about mental health more openly than we used to, but for a lot of people, taking that first step and actually asking for support can still feel surprisingly difficult. It's interesting how our attitudes can change while the pressure we feel from the world around us doesn't always keep up. That's something BetterHelp's latest research looked into. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. That's a pretty striking gap. We may believe therapy is a positive thing, but stigma can still stop people from reaching out. One of the best ways to change that is simply by normalizing the conversation, checking in with friends, encouraging people to seek support when they need it, and reminding each other that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. BetterHelp has over 30,000 licensed therapists and has served more than 6 million people worldwide. If your first therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch to another at any time. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Ever wondered where North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un gets all his money from? I mean, for a supposedly impoverished country, he sure has a lot of moolah to throw away on mansions and luxury yachts, right? Well, the answer lies behind the door of Room 39, a secretive office in the government's Pyongyang headquarters dedicated to bringing in money for the supreme leader by any means necessary. And I do mean any means. The shady organization hires chemists to produce illicit substances to sell abroad, deal arms, and trade counterfeit goods. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's estimated that Room 39's operations bring the country between a whopping $500 million and $1 billion every single year. That's more than enough to keep old Kim comfy at the top while the rest of the people struggle to survive. When it comes to specifics, though, we know very little about the mysterious organization. It was established by the nation's forefather, Kim Il-sung, back in the 1970s and has been knee-deep in nefariousness ever since. I can tell you one thing for sure, though. In a country known for its uncanny ability to disappear people for knowing too much, you would never want to open the door to Room 39. When it comes to the most dangerous places on Earth, one place spooks me more than any other. The site of the Chernobyl disaster. Back in 1986, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant suffered a catastrophic explosion, releasing heaps of radioactive material into the atmosphere and leading to the evacuation of 30,000 people from the surrounding area. During the disaster, a huge mass of burning hot liquid corium formed beneath the power plant, which is an extremely radioactive material made from parts of the building mixed with nuclear fuel. The super dangerous corium was only discovered 8 months after the explosion, but at this point it was still giving off enough radiation to prove lethal in just 5 minutes. Fortunately, a huge concrete and metal structure had already been built around the power plant's reactor to prevent any more nuclear contamination from escaping. But due to its deterioration, the hasty work had to be reinforced in 2016 by another building called the New Safe Confinement. Several access points do exist in the structure, but you can't enter unless you have full clearance, and even then it's still extremely dangerous. Though not as strong as it once was, the lump of killer corium remains highly radioactive and should never be approached. In fact, you wouldn't want to go near any of the rooms by the reactor. One particularly haunting door leads into a room where contaminated equipment was stored, and despite public tours very briefly taking you past it, nobody is allowed inside. It's just too dangerous. Considering the new safe confinement is designed to last another 100 years, I can't see this changing anytime soon. Atop a hill surrounded by forests in the Liberec region of the Czech Republic stands an impending stone structure. This is Castle Huska. And although it might look like a fairly ordinary castle at a glance, it's anything but. Far from any traditional trade routes or water source, location-wise, the castle just doesn't make sense. More perplexingly, when it was constructed during the 13th century, most of its defenses were built facing inwards, implying they were designed to keep something from getting out and not the other way around. Well, according to legend, there was a very good reason for this. Castle Huska was built over a gateway to hell. What? Supposedly, a strange crack appeared at the top of the limestone cliff, and from it, freaky half-animal, half-human creatures emerged and terrorized the surrounding area. In an attempt to find out what was down there, legend has it that a condemned prisoner was lowered down the crack by rope. After just a few seconds, though, he started screaming and begging to be pulled back up. When he reached the surface again, he'd aged 30 years and gone insane. Locals desperately attempted to fill the hole with stones, but to no avail. So a plan was hatched to build a castle over the crack instead and fortify it to ensure no more monstrosities could escape into the world. The pit leading to hell was covered over and the castle constructed on top. Today, it's unclear how much, if any, of this fanciful tale is true, but there are signs that hint to it, like a painting of a half-woman, half-horse hunting a human in the castle's chapel. This is very unusual, as centaurs are from pagan mythology, so should have no place in a Christian church, unless the paintings depict something that came from the crack in the earth. What's more, the centaur is using her left hand to shoot, and left-handedness was commonly associated with evil. Add to this reports from disturbed visitors claiming to hear screams coming from beneath the chapel floor, and you've got a recipe for a boatload of heck no. Unsurprisingly, nobody is willing to destroy the floor of the ancient castle to see if there really is a gateway to hell hiding under there, and let's hope it stays that way. British supernatural experts Marie and Steve Wesson are no strangers to the spooky and mysterious. I mean, they run a museum full of supposedly haunted artifacts. But when they found a sealed metal door hidden beneath a layer of plasterboard in the building, even they had reservations about opening it. For over a year, they left it as they'd found it, welded shut. But in August 2019, curiosity got the better of them, and along with a group of paranormal enthusiasts, they finally decided to crack the door open. What was inside was truly spine-chilling. A pentagram had been drawn on the floor with charcoal, a burnt-down candle stood on each point, and a grubby old teddy bear was lying to one side. Though pentagrams have been used to mean a great number of things throughout history, in this context, it's not hard to believe it represents something very dark. After all, an inverted pentagram is one of the main symbols of the Church of Satan. Could some kind of twisted ritual have been performed in the room before it was sealed off to keep whatever horrors were summoned locked inside? Marie and Steve seemed to think so, as before they opened the door, they'd heard odd scratching sounds coming from within and even claimed to have recordings of a disembodied voice warning them against opening it. Well, they clearly disregarded that piece of advice, didn't they? More perplexingly, despite initially replacing the door with a perspex sheet so visitors could see inside, they've since cleared the room out to use as a storage cupboard. What? Considering the museum is a commercial attraction, the Wessons run to earn a living, I can't help but think the whole thing was just one big setup. Perhaps it didn't prove as popular as they'd hoped, and they simply needed storage space more than another attraction. That being said, the museum was forced to close down and relocate not long after, So maybe whatever spirit haunted the room got its revenge after all. Standing majestically on the bank of the Yamuna River, India's Taj Mahal is one of the most recognizable buildings in the world. Originally commissioned in 1631 by the 5th Mughal Emperor, Shah Jahan, as a tomb for his wife, it also houses Shah Jahan himself. But while this is common knowledge, less well known are the 20 sealed doors that reside mysteriously beneath the Grand Mausoleum. Supposedly, they're permanently locked, and there have been claims by historians and worshippers that they could contain a secret shrine to the Hindu god Shiva. A petition to open the rooms up and find out, however, was swiftly dismissed by judges of one of India's high courts. Sounds a little sus, if you ask me. What are they trying to hide down there? Well, if Austrian historian Ebba Koch is to be believed, not a whole lot. She visited the underground chambers and concluded that they were originally used for the emperor and his company as cool places of recreation while they visited the tomb. Originally light and airy, they're now bathed in an eerie darkness. Apparently, a flood in 1978 caused structural damage, which led to them being closed off to the public for safety reasons. Without any evidence to suggest otherwise, I'm inclined to believe this is the truth. That doesn't make this beautiful monument any less interesting, though. Go and visit. I dare ya. If you take a walk deep into Northeast UK's Mowbray Park, you might stumble across a fantastical archway built into a cliff face, complete with an ancient-looking door and lion knocker. Intrigued, you might even try to open it. Well, if you hadn't guessed by now, that's not gonna work. This mystifying door is firmly locked and it's stumped passersby for decades. So what's the deal? For a start, it's probably not fairies or hobbits or any other folkloric being. See, despite looking ancient, that door has only existed since the late 1990s when it was commissioned. Ah, but hold on. The stone archway itself is soaked in history. Dating back to medieval times, it was originally the entrance to the rectory of St. Michael's Church, which is now Sunderland Minster. When the rectory was demolished in the mid-19th century, the arch was relocated to preserve it. And while it looks short enough to only be able to house a hobbit now, that's just because some of it's buried. Okay, so far, so historical. But where does the door lead? Oh boy, I hope you're ready because the answer's gonna blow your tiny little mind. It leads to a store cupboard. More precisely, the park keepers. Ah, yeah, I lied. This one's pretty lame. Though apparently there is a cave behind the storage space that's been blocked up for, quote, safety reasons. Who knows? Maybe the safety reasons were that the cave housed an angry cryptid that had to be stopped in its tracks. Probably not, though. Sorry, not sorry. Rajasthan in India is famous for its ancient forts. The state hosts over 100 of them. While most are beautiful insights into the history and culture of the old Indian kingdoms, however, one is shrouded in a much darker past. Dating back to the 17th century, Bongar Fort is widely renowned as the most haunted place in the whole of India. And while there's no chillingly dramatic gateway into the fort for me to tell you to avoid at all costs, there is something I think is far more disturbing. The Archaeological Survey of India has put up a board outside the fort warning people to never venture inside between sunset and sunrise, lest they be in grave danger. Not just from falling rocks either. Reports of peculiar noises and a chilling hollowness felt by those who enter has given life to rumors that spirits roam the site. Indeed, it's believed that anyone who steps foot inside after dark will not live to tell their story. A popular legend dictates that a beautiful princess once lived in Bangar who had many suitors vying for her favor. One was a local sorcerer, but he knew he stood no chance with the princess, so when he saw her maid buying perfumed oil in the market, he enchanted it with a love spell. Unfortunately for him, the princess noticed what happened and threw the oil onto a nearby boulder. This dislodged the rock and it fell on the sorcerer, crushing him. In his last breath, however, he cursed the princess and everybody who lived in the village around Bangar Fort. Sure enough, not long after the Mughals attacked and left no survivors. It's said the restless spirits of the former inhabitants endlessly patrol the cursed fort now, and those are who you'll stumble into if you dare enter after dark. Well, damn, that's definitely a spooky tale. Whether there's any truth to it or not, I'll leave up to you to decide. As for me, you'd sooner find me dancing on hot coals than entering that cursed place.